Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Meta Platforms, ticker symbol Meta. If you're an investor looking for long-term opportunities, or just curious about where this tech giant is headed, you're in the right place. We'll cover everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and even intrinsic value calculations. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started. Alright, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. Meta Platforms, formerly known as Facebook, is one of the Magnificent Seven tech giants dominating Wall Street. With a market cap nearing $1.78 trillion as of the latest data, this company isn't just big, it's colossal. But size isn't everything, and today we're going to unpack whether Meta is still a solid investment in 2026. We'll look at their revenue streams, financial health, how, and the big bets they're making on AI and the metaverse. Stick with me as we break it all down. Let's start with a quick refresher on who Meta Platforms is. Founded in 2004 and headquartered in Menlo Park, California, Meta is the parent company of some of the world's most popular social media platforms, think Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Under the leadership of CEO Mark Zuckerberg, the company has evolved from a simple social networking site to a tech powerhouse focused on connecting people through mobile devices, personal computers, and VR headsets. Their mission? To build community and bring the world closer together. But beyond the feel-good mission, Meta is also investing heavily in artificial intelligence and the metaverse through its Reality Labs division. With over 76,000 employees worldwide, this is a company with serious global reach. So, what's driving their business today? Let's talk numbers. When it comes to revenue, Meta is a cash-generating machine. In fiscal year 2025, they reported a staggering $200.97 billion in revenue, up from $164.5 billion in 2024. That's a growth rate of over 22% year over year, which is impressive for a company of this size. Now, let's break down where this money comes from. Meta's revenue is primarily split into two segments: the family of apps, which includes Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger, and Reality Labs, which focuses on augmented and virtual reality products. In 2024, the family of apps generated a whopping $162.36 billion, accounting for nearly 99% of total revenue. Reality Labs, on the other hand, brought in just $2.15 billion, a tiny fraction, but a segment Meta is betting big on for the future. Geographically, the United States and Canada are Meta's biggest markets, contributing $63.21 billion in 2024, followed by Asia-Pacific at $45.1 billion, Europe at $38.36 billion, and the rest of the world at $17.92 billion. Clearly, Meta's ad-driven business model is thriving globally, but the heavy reliance on advertising revenue does raise questions about diversification. We'll revisit this later when we talk risks. Next up, let's dive into Meta's earnings performance. For fiscal year 2025, Meta reported a net income of $60.46 billion, up slightly from $62.36 billion in 2024. Earnings per share, EPS, for 2025 came in at $23.98 on a basic level and $23.49 diluted, compared to $24.61 and $23.86 in 2024, respectively. While net income and EPS saw a slight dip, the company still posted incredible profitability, with gross profit margins hovering around 82% and net profit margins at 30%. These are numbers most companies can only dream of. The key takeaway here? Meta's core business remains insanely profitable, even as they pour money into futuristic projects like AI and the metaverse. But what did management have to say about this performance? Let's check out some highlights from their earnings call. Unfortunately, I don't have the specific transcript summary for the Q2 2025 earnings call, as it wasn't provided in the data. However, based on recent news and analyst reports, we know that Meta's leadership, particularly Mark Zuckerberg, is doubling down on AI investments. Reports from early 2026 suggest that Meta unveiled higher-than-expected capital expenditure, CapEx, guidance, focusing heavily on AI infrastructure. This move has sparked mixed reactions. While some investors are thrilled about Meta's aggressive push into AI-driven advertising, others are wary of the short-term pressure on free cash flow. Additionally, News articles highlight that Reality Labs' losses may be peaking, with potential upside tied to smart glasses and mixed reality products. It's clear that Meta's management is playing the long game, but at what cost? Let's dig deeper into their financials to find out. All right, let's pop the hood on Meta's financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, Meta reported total assets of $366.02 billion, up significantly from $276.05 billion in 2024. Cash and cash equivalents stood at $35.87 billion, while total current assets were $108.72 billion, showing strong liquidity with a current ratio of 2.6. On the liability side, total liabilities were $148.78 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.39, indicating a relatively conservative approach to leverage. Total stockholders' equity was a robust $7.24 billion, reflecting Meta's ability to fund growth internally. Moving to the income statement, we've already touched on the $200.97 billion in revenue for 2025. Gross profit was $164.79 billion, and operating income came in at $83.28 billion. EBITDA, a key measure of operational performance, was $104.55 billion, proof that Meta's core operations are firing on all cylinders. Return on equity ROE for the trailing 12 months is an impressive 30.56%, and return on invested capital ROIC is 17.95%, both signaling efficient use of capital. Finally, let's look at cash flow. In 2025, Meta generated $158 billion in net cash from operating activities, but spent a hefty $69.69 billion on capital expenditures, mostly tied to AI and infrastructure investments. Free cash flow, after CapEx, was still a solid $46.11 billion, though down from $54.7 billion in 2024. They also paid out $5.32 billion in dividends, showing a commitment to returning value to shareholders with a dividend yield of 0.29%. Overall, Meta's financial health is rock solid, but the heavy CapEx raises questions about near-term cash flow pressures. Let's see how this translates to valuation. Now let's talk valuation. Meta's current stock price, as per the latest data, is $706.41, giving it a market cap of $1.78 trillion. The trailing 12-month price-to-earnings PE ratio is 29.88, which isn't cheap but aligns reasonably with growth tech stocks. The price-to-sales PS ratio is 8.99, reflecting the premium investors are willing to pay for Meta's top-line growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 29.24 for 2025, dropping to 22.44 for 2026, and even lower to 16.65 by 2028. This suggests that if Meta maintains its growth trajectory, the stock could become more attractively valued over time. Enterprise value for the trailing 12 months is $1.85 trillion, and the free cash flow yield is 2.5%, which is decent, but not spectacular given the CapEx drag. Compared to the industry average PE of 37.75 for internet content and information, Meta trades at a slight discount, which could indicate room for upside if earnings growth continues. However, with a beta of 1.28, Meta's stock is more volatile than the broader market, so risk-averse investors should take note. Overall, the valuation isn't screaming buy, but it's not overblown either, especially if AI investments pay off. Let's break down the pros and cons with a SWOT analysis. All right, let's get into the SWOT analysis for Meta platforms: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths. First, Meta's financial performance is a major strength. With 22% revenue growth year over year and gross margins of 82%, the company is a profitability powerhouse. Their family of apps continues to dominate the social media space, boasting billions of active users and a sustainable moat in ad-driven revenue. Plus, their balance sheet is pristine, with a net cash position of $23 billion and low debt levels. Weaknesses. On the flip side, Meta's heavy reliance on advertising revenue, nearly 99% of total sales, poses a risk. Any downturn in ad spending could hit them hard. Also, Reality Labs continues to bleed money, with losses likely still significant despite potential peaking. Heavy CapEx on AI and infrastructure is another concern, pressuring free cash flow in the short term. Opportunities. Looking ahead, Meta's AI strategy is showing promise, especially in enhancing ad targeting and user engagement. Analysts are excited about the potential for AI-driven growth, and if Reality Labs can crack the code on smart glasses or mixed reality products, there's huge upside. Plus, geographic expansion in emerging markets could fuel further growth. Threats. However, there are real risks. Regulatory scrutiny around data privacy and antitrust issues remains a dark cloud over Meta. Competition from TikTok and other platforms is fierce, and economic volatility could squeeze ad budgets. Additionally, the tech sector's recent underperformance, down 3.99% over the past week, suggests broader market risks could impact Meta. In summary, Meta has incredible strengths and opportunities, but the weaknesses and threats can't be ignored. It's a high-reward play with notable risks. Let's shift gears and look at Meta's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 7.87%, underperforming the broader tech sector's 2.88% decline. Over the past month, it's up 1.73%, but the six-month return is a disappointing negative 12.21%. Looking longer term, the one-year return is down 4.92%, though the five-year return is an impressive 149.99%, showcasing Meta's historical ability to create value. Compared to the industry, which is down 20.03% over the past year, Meta is holding up relatively well, but the short-term volatility is concerning. From a technical perspective, if you're considering a short-term move, the stock seems to be testing key support levels. Analysts on Seeking Alpha have suggested a near-term upside target of 800-830D, with a stop loss below the 200-day moving average to manage risk. However, with a beta of 1.28, expect some choppiness. For long-term investors, these dips could be buying opportunities, but let's see what the intrinsic value tells us. Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Meta is undervalued or overvalued at its current price of $706.41. I've been crunching the numbers using a discounted cash flow DCF model, factoring in Meta's historical free cash flow growth, projected earnings, and a conservative discount rate. I've also considered their heavy CapEx spending and the potential for AI and Reality Labs to either drag on cash flows or become major growth drivers. Let's break down the assumptions and results. After running the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for Meta of approximately $780 per share. This is based on a five-year free cash flow growth rate of 15% annually, tapering to a terminal growth rate of 3% and a discount rate of 8% to account for market risk and Meta's beta. At the current price of $706.41, this indicates a potential upside of about 10%, suggesting the stock is slightly undervalued. However, this hinges on Meta executing on AI and managing CapEx efficiently. If Reality Labs losses persist or ad revenue slows, the downside risk could push the intrinsic value closer to $650. So, while there's room for growth, it's not a slam dunk. Always do your own calculations and consider your risk tolerance. So, what's the final verdict on Meta Platforms? Look, this is a company with incredible strengths, massive profitability, a dominant position in social media, and a bold vision for AI and the metaverse. Their financials are rock solid, and my intrinsic value analysis suggests a slight undervaluation at the current price. However, the heavy reliance on ad revenue, significant CapEx, and regulatory risks are real concerns. For long-term investors, Meta could be a fantastic hold through market crashes, as some analysts suggest, especially if AI pays off. But for short-term traders, the volatility and sector headwinds might warrant caution. What do you think? Are you bullish on Meta's AI strategy, or are you worried about their spending? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dive analyses like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.